This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Finally. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right, so got a lot of catching up to do, so we're going to be combining a couple of days for the next little bit. So as we normally do when we are live together for the first time in the week, we're going to kick that off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's great to have you back from your tour of Carolina auto dealerships.
It wasn't necessarily, you know, you go out, you buy a car, and then you got to put it in the shop. And I haven't put most of the mileage on it yet. I mean, it has 700 miles, and I haven't put most of it on it. So,
I'm sorry.
It's fixed now. It's fixed now. Everything's good to go.
And the great news is we're not broadcasting from the Bahamas, so we don't have to worry about that knocking us off the air.
Or on the coast of South Carolina. I'm nowhere near that either. So,
right.
Good stuff.
Unfortunately, the world heard that you were off the air and went a little bit crazy. We have so much to talk about.
Yes.
I sort of got a theme here. I've got to call it the politics of distraction.
Yeah.
Let's see how that plays out.
Okay.
One thing, listening to San Francisco called the NRA a terrorist organization, I thought that was really the pot calling the kettle black. The reason they said that the NRA was a terrorist organization is that the NRA incited the attacks in Gilroy, California. Now, you remember, we talked about this before. Gilroy is the pinnacle of gun control in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a May issue county, which means you can't.
Right. And dude knew that he couldn't. So he came in through the woods, cut through the fence, and then started his little shoot 'em up in a gun-free zone.
In a gun-free zone created by California politicians, defeated with a $6 set of wire cutters.
Yeah.
I think there may be a hole in their plan. That inspired me to write something this morning. I hope you will take a look at it, because I think you would do a better job reading it than I will. But mass murderers know something that most of us don't know. These murderers figured it out on their own. They're going to break the rules. They know they can do anything they want in an armed attack for a little while.
Right.
No one will stop them until the guys with guns shows up. And what you used the number, I got it from you, 11.11 minutes?
Yeah.
They're killing for those few seconds of complete freedom.
Right.
Where they get to have their way with innocent people. Wow. That and seeing their name, they know they're going to get media coverage, even if they don't live to see it.
Right. And that's the thing. I wonder how many of them actually plan to see the next day. But the other thing I wonder about, like this guy in Odessa, and by the way, I have an affiliate in Odessa, Midland, and My thoughts are with you folks. KACT AM radio in Odessa. Right. Carries lock and load. This guy apparently was on a really rapid downward spiral.
Yeah.
And then he did one thing. Most his actual rampage killing, although it was a rampage killing, reminded me of the Mumbai attack.
How so, Bill?
Well, he was mobile the whole time. He never stopped.
Gotcha.
He never went anywhere. He was just mobile, constantly mobile. And that's why they're out there saying it might be two shooters, it might be three, we don't know. Because he was jumping from vehicle to vehicle.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I mean, in Mumbai, they took over a couple of cop cars, and the media were like, all right, let's take this video of these cop cars. They go by good B-roll, and as they went by, the terrorists just lit up the press.
Wow.
In Mumbai. So, I mean, a mobile opponent is a very difficult opponent to deal with. Very difficult,
right,
to corral and everything. But other than that, I mean, he was, you know, just from what I've heard about his apartment and everything, he was in a lot of trouble. He had a lot of problems going on. And I think that in today's world, that given the internet and how isolated we become socially and everything else in a lot of cases, I think if there's a reason that this is beginning to look like it's increasing, it would have to be that, because we didn't have this in the 70s. We didn't have anything like this in the 70s.
I think you're right. It is both social isolation, but that cuts both ways. Well, these folks are sitting there on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're also reading about these mass attacks,
right,
on Facebook.
Right. Although a lot of people have quit. They're not so quick to get out there and say what kind of gun and who the guy is now. I think they're beginning,
right,
to understand that the copycats are out there watching to see. But I think we need to take for granted now that we have sort of a ready reservoir of the next rampage shooters watching this every time this happens.
We do. And they figured out that they don't need to obey the rules ever again, that they've got a lot of us in gun-free zones, and they know what we'll do after they kill. All we'll do is create more rules.
Yep.
Here's the magic that murderers know and that most of us don't want to know. And I have to include our politicians in this. The next mass murderer is already planning to break those new rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And does a politician do anything? I mean, why is he selling us new rules? That's all a politician has? That's all he's got.
Well, yeah, that's all they've got. But, I mean, some of the stuff coming from the Democratic side, I mean, this is the moment where gun owners in the United States, whether you consider yourself to be a serious gun owner or a not-so-serious gun owner, just someone who owns a gun, you need to let your voice be heard now, because it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be a lot easier now to short-circuit this than if we wait till there's a nice head of steam going, because all these guys are talking about the entire Democratic contingent wanting to be president wants to do buybacks. And that's a fancy way of spelling confiscation. And they can't buy back the AR-15. That's the Heller decision has made that clear. They can't buy it back. They can't ban it. The only thing they can do, the only thing they can legally try to do, is to throw it out there to a constitutional convention. I don't think Trump's going to let them gut the Second Amendment.
I don't think he will either.
No. So I think their problem is that, I think right now gun owners in the United States, whether you're a member of anything or nothing or everything, need to be speaking up right now, calling your senators, calling your state representatives, calling your U.S. representatives, and just let them know. You will not legislate away the Second Amendment. Because if you don't, the way we have to protect it after that is going to be a little worse than what
it's
we can do right now.
A lot harder.
Yeah, a lot harder. Well, it won't be harder, it'll just be worse. It'll be easy, really. It'd be really easy. We're coming up on the first break. Of course, you can catch Rob at Slow Facts WordPress Blog as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com with the very introverted Doug Giles, and as a featured writer at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It might be time to refresh the bumps. I think it's time to refresh the bumps. Yeah. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release.
loose or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, just all around training partner from time to time. We're getting ready to do it again in like next month sometime, I think. So, so what else are you thinking about? I mean, I've got a lot of things in that vein, but with this, where would you like to go?
Well, let's take turns. I don't want to leave this with a depressing note. It's not hopeless. We're not doomed by ineffective politicians.
Right. Look,
there's some bad aspects of mass murders and politicians. Neither one of them cares about gun laws.
Right.
Both of them are dancing in front of the camera. But you and I can stop the next murder. Government can't. No government on the planet can. I mean, what? We just had attacks in China. Mexico's got far more murders in a year than we do, and that includes suicide. So it's really scary. Many of us really, here's the part that just drives me crazy. As you said, speak up. A lot of us don't want to hear the truth. We want the politicians to lie to us and soothe us. Tell us, look, it's fine. They'll take care of it. And the next piece of ink on paper will fix everything. And it's a lie. It won't. In fact, I think you'd agree with me. I think the ninjas would give me an amen.
Yeah.
That in fact, the next rules are going to make it worse. Cause when we disarm the good guys, it's easier for the bad guys to kill.
Yeah. All the time. But you know, here's the thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
That Pandora's box of guns existing is open.
Yep.
And everything they're proposing, they would only attempt to enforce it. Why don't they go? Why doesn't Beto? Or, as a matter of fact, they just about got a fire team of numerically of Democratic presidential wannabes. Why don't they strap up? Go to the inner city of Chicago and take all of their guns.
Right.
Why don't they do that? I could respect that if I saw that. But I mean, getting out here, I saw somebody discussing something with David Webb on TV the other day. I don't know her little name or something. She's a real, real harpy, but, she was talking about we need to have universal background checks. We've got to buy back and ban AR-15s, all this other stuff, because it's the weapon of choice. Well, every time you get up there and say that, that just reinforces it. I would like to see what would happen if we said, you know, the single-shot 410 shotgun is the weapon of choice of rampage killers today. If everybody started saying that, I like just to do a, you know, would they adopt that then if that becomes the trendy thing to do thanks to the talking heads on TV? Would that be what we saw happen?
Right. The mayor of Chicago is a not very pleasant woman,
no.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and she lit out Ted Cruz, blamed Republicans for the, what was it, 60 people shot, 7 killed in Chicago over the weekend? You know, the long weekend we just had? And then Ted Cruz come back and says, gun control doesn't work. Why don't you clean up your own house? And then she goes, oh, it's all the fault of Republicans. And
Indiana. It's the fault of Indiana.
Right. Cruz lit her up, and so did Dana Loesch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Indiana, this is the thing, gun-free zones are like a gigantic circular waterfall, and in the middle is where the crime is going to go.
Right.
And yes, of course, criminals are smart. They're not going to go, do some sort of violent crime to somebody that might perforate them and kill them in the middle of their stuff. They're not out there. They're not trying to martyr themselves. They want to live to enjoy whatever it is they're doing. And if there's that specter in the background that they're going to get blown away while they try to take my debit card from me, well, then, you know, they're probably not going to do that. But they will go where there is a target-rich environment. And if Indiana, if all that access to guns in Indiana was a problem, wouldn't you think Indiana would be awash in crime?
Right. The Internet has a very long memory. And Loesch dug up the words of the Chicago Police Department that said, quote, it's 1,400 repeat offenders that are driving this ongoing gun violence.
Right.
Close quote.
Right.
And the cops there are so angry at the judges who turn these guys loose. Wow. Wow.
Gotta enforce those laws.
Yes. Hey, son, you're charged with a violent crime. Sit in this can until we get you sorted out. Oh, but then you have to, you know, fund the legal representation for these guys. We're not going to break the law. Use the law. Prosecute them. Give them representation.
They're trying to push this thing where minorities are overrepresented in the population of the prisons. Like they walk past a prison, a young black man walks past a prison, and he gets snatched in there against his will. He's never hurt nobody or nothing. And, you know, that's not true. They're gang members. Most of them are gang members. Most of them are in the drug trade. So that's
right.
Not true. And they have decriminalized. I mean, the reason the Parkland shooter was allowed to be out there is because they decriminalized so much actual crime that they're allowed to stay out there now because, well, there's so much stuff that used to be illegal, but it's not no more because we care so much for you. Vote for me.
And what drives you and I crazy is we look at a violent man. The guy down in Odessa is the latest poster boy.
Right.
He has a violent crime that gets plea bargained down to a misdemeanor. And he's no longer, therefore, a prohibited person. Yikes. That didn't save lives, did it?
Nope, not at all. None of that saves lives. None of that is going to save lives. And every day, well, we don't have time to get into this, but we'll talk about this every day. What happens every day with just regular people, not people like me, who shoots X amount of rounds a month, or Rob, who trains X amount of times per year, but just regular people that are just gun carriers every day. We're going to talk about them when we get back. Rob, you can catch him wherever good podcasts are. You can catch Self-Defense Gun Stories. You can catch The Polite Society. I'm talking iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, the whole gamut. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coastal South Carolina could get hit pretty hard by Hurricane Dorian over the next couple days. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds everyone,
complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. The Trump administration is giving states $1.8 billion to fight the opioid epidemic.
These funds will be delivered to the communities where the help is most needed.
Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, the president says the opioid epidemic is a national emergency.
In this effort, nothing is more important than defeating the opioid and addiction crisis.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for Wednesday, the Dow rose 232 points to close at 26,350. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I was just staring stupidly at everything, saying, well, I really like that song. Aren't I supposed to do something here? Okay. Anyway. Talking to Rob Morse. Now, I want to open this up by saying this very simply. They told, the gun grabbers have told us repeatedly that they just wanted to hear what the CDC had to say about guns in the United States, right? And in 2013, they got it. Obama executive actioned it. And they found out that 3 million times a year, we use guns to stop a crime. So that means that 6,900 times a day, somebody's using a gun to stop a crime. How do we know that this wouldn't be a rampage killing or something when they stop this crime? When they ventilate these people? What's the breakout on justified homicide versus homicide, murder homicide in the stuff? I mean, the breakdown actually takes it down quite low. The other thing, and you know, they said if they got that, we'd know, and we do know. Except what we've done is actually, you know, they've just proved to us yet once again that they're just a bunch of liars. It's not about our safety; it's about they want to control everything, so they want to take guns, and they're coming out hard. They're coming out hard this time. I don't remember seeing them come out this hard when Obama was in office.
Well, they have, what was it? How many $100 million worth of motivation to voice their ideas of gun control? Bloomberg bought a chorus.
Sure.
They sing his tune.
But
he who pays the piper calls the tune. He bought the chorus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's getting exactly what he bought.
I hope he has a good account, because he buys a lot of that stuff you're talking about, but very few of his schemes actually go through that he does
right.
by himself. He's been part of a success story in Washington State. He got something out of Nevada, except Nevada said, well, we can't actually implement this. So I don't know what they're doing in Nevada as far as that goes, but, you know.
When they
anyway.
Get a Democrat executive, including an executive attorney general, they will break the law and implement it in Nevada. But you're right. They have gone in all whole hog. What I wonder is, a lot of people say, well, I'm Democratic, but I'm pro-gun control or pro-gun. Excuse me, Freudian slip. And I go, how can you be? That's not what your politicians say.
Right.
And they say it very loud and very clear. So that's like being a pro-life Democrat. That's not what your Democrat elected representatives vote for.
Right.
So you're clearly something else, but you like guns a little bit, or life, or whatever it is you call yourself. I'm waiting for Democrats to stand up and go, I can't take it anymore. But I don't think they will. I'm not sure why, but I don't think they will. It is in some sense up to them. Their party has moved hard left, and wow. I don't, by the way, I don't want to talk to you about this. I never call them socialists.
What do you call them?
I call them Democrats, Bill.
Well, they're not. They're not Democrats. They're communists. They're not even socialists anymore. They're communists.
Bill, you and I are not going to convince anybody who calls himself a communist to become pro-gun. Those in the Democrat Party who still call themselves Democrats
right.
might listen to us. So I'm talking to them.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen how many people have, there's an actor out there, Isaiah Washington. He's walked away from the Democratic Party. And, I mean, Isaiah was pretty left. He was pretty left. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, some of the stuff that they're doing, like Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick from Will and Grace,
mm-hmm.
they've decided they want to have a 180-degree opposite McCarthyite kind of thing going on. And they want to out everybody in California and everybody in the entertainment industry that gives to Trump. And
yes.
for some of these people, this is a bridge too far. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, and they're proving themselves to be what they are, which is communists. They're trying to create lists and subversion and all this other stuff. And
right.
Some of these people are walking away.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All of that combined, it's the left has got. They're in a very turbulent time right now. They're going to be taken over. Well, the Democrats have been taken over by the left. Let's put it that way. They've been taken over by the far left.
The Soros money is that way. The Bloomberg money pushes them that way. Their government funded unions. Push them that way. Yeah. What breaks my heart, there used to be conservative Democrat union members. Think of it. That was Ohio. That was West Virginia. That was Pennsylvania.
Right.
And it must drive those guys crazy, those union members, to see Democrats vote in ways that are so against what they believe. Wow.
Yeah.
Will they walk away? We'll find out here in a year and change.
Well, but how do you know how that's going to go? I mean, Trump's going to win. And we're going to be forced into a position here shortly that they don't really want to put us in. Because either Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to die, or Trump's going to win. One of those two things are going to happen. Then he's going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But when Trump wins the second time, remember, they were burning up parts of the city and everything, wearing the crazy little naughty bits hats and running around. He hadn't even done anything yet.
Right.
And they were tearing up and burning things down, burning up cities and limos and all this other stuff. And Antifa got all riled up and everything at that point, even though they'd already been around a little bit. They really got hot then. And all of this stuff that's going on now is, well, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
The lawyer for the Kavanaugh accuser basically said this was a political stunt.
Right.
Straight up. She said it out loud. And it was covered in the press. Wow. I didn't realize that that corrupting our legal system and our legislative system, given that the Senate has review and oversight of Supreme Court justices, I didn't realize they felt comfortable coming out and saying that they'd corrupted the system in daylight. But they did.
Yep.
Wow.
Look at what they're doing with the New York case. They're threatening to pack the court with the New York case. They're saying, if you don't, this is politicized, and if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to pack the court. Aren't all of these things a result of politics? Every case they decide is a result of politics. So,
right.
Yeah, they've thrown off their little facade, and they're not wearing little pointy head white hats anymore. They're wearing the sickle. They've got the sickle on their ball cap. They're pitching for the left. So.
More when we come back.
That's right. And podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, very unique in the United States. It is a forensic breakdown, if you will, of an actual self-defense situation that Rob and a shooting instructor pull apart and look at what was done right and what was done wrong. You should check that out at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all those kinds of places. It's out there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and we have been discussing quite a few things. I'm tired of the anti-gunners. I'm tired of being blamed for stuff that I didn't do. I'm tired of all of their, you know, their policies create these circumstances that these people exist in with a day-to-day crime that happens like in Chicago that they ignore wholesale. Tired of that. And I'm also tired of this what they've set up, because there's a lot of young people that are going to pay the price for this isolation they're going through right now. If not isolation, how depressed are people going to get when they graduate from college and they owe $250,000 in some cases in college debt? And they got Bernie saying he's going to let them have it, not make them pay it back. But that's never going to happen. How much depression is going to happen with that when that happens?
Now, okay, I'm going to give some advice. I think that's terrible. I think that is bad policy. The government essentially underwrote those loans if it were looked at in any other industry, you'd say this is a kickback scheme.
Right.
Where the government funded a favored industry. In this case, it's education, where people were getting, you know, $100,000 loans for degrees that weren't worth much.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you about a education department doing it right. Okay. It's just, okay. I'm going to squeeze some good news in here, Bill.
Sure.
I have been to classes in Colorado where school staff were taught to protect their students. Lots of the deep blue counties go, oh my, no, not us. Douglas County in Colorado is one of those counties. That was where the STEM school was, and the gay and trans murderers shot up their classmates.
Right.
That's Douglas County. And they go, oh no, only school resource officers should be armed. Well, beg to differ. There's a classical academy considered part of a charter school who said, hi, our parents have come to our school and said they want their kids protected. And then the district superintendent said, I can't allow that. Very public about it. This guy's hired from outside the district.
Right.
And the parents wouldn't back down. They went to the principal of the school, said, we told you what to do. You're supposed to be responsive to the parents. That's what charter schools are about. Now, listen to us. And so they're going to move that charter school, essentially let it be directly responding to the state, essentially move it out of the control of that school district. And then the teachers and staff who have been training now for several months will start to go armed. A bunch of parents weren't quiet. They did the right thing. They got their school administrators to do the right thing.
Right.
And good things happened. I look forward to it. And what that means is we will probably never read about this school being a source of a school attack. Murderers are not. They may be vicious and evil, but they are not stupid. They don't go attack the NRA convention. They don't attack criminals will try and attack a gun shop. Mass murderers won't. They get killed. That's like the thug that walks in and wants to commit suicide by cop. He goes to a police department and tries to shoot it up. We've yet to see one of these schools that has been publicly armed with a sign outside that says, school staff will protect the children. Murderers go other places.
Yeah. Nobody's attacking them. Nobody's going to attack them.
And all now, carrying a gun is inconvenient, but it's much less inconvenient than going to the funerals of your children. So God bless them.
Yeah, well, that is no doubt. But the whole idea that they're going to come out and try to legislate things away, and we're just going to sit back and say, oh, well. I do you remember, I saw Eric Swalwell one time when somebody said, do you think they're just going to let you legislate this stuff away? And he goes, but people are so law-abiding, Tucker Carlson. He told that to Tucker Carlson. They're so law-abiding. They'll just follow the law, no matter, like we're lemmings.
Right.
We're just going to walk right off the edge of the cliff because the first one leads the way.
Well, I think that's the thought of incrementalization. You
sure.
Don't do anything quickly. You want to, we have to limit it to 19 rounds, to 18, to 17, to 16, to this caliber, to that, 1,000 cuts. Because if you punch gun owners, they will punch back. On the other hand, yes, I mean, California had 5 schools that had armed school staff. So they basically in this county surround a large state prison. And they said, no, we want school staff armed. And the state overrode them.
Right.
Now, there was an argument with the sheriff. I'm not sure what's actually happening in this school. Because the sheriff in there said, if you come in here and try and prosecute these people, you will have a real problem with me. I'm not sure how it ended. California officially lists itself as not allowing armed school staff.
Well, aren't they making the world a better place? California, anything coming out of California now? I saw that, Gavin Newsom, he's out there saying the GOP is going to be a third party before long. They're just tearing themselves apart. And in the meantime, like I thought it was very rich that San Francisco decided to label NRA a terrorist organization.
I think right now, Trump. City?
Yeah, for an open border city with a bunch of Antifa that live there and a bunch of homeless and a bunch of drug addicts, I think that's just about as rich as it's just the good stuff.
Maybe you'll get. We don't even have time to go into this, but it so reminds me of it. The Venezuelan government told its refugees, "I know you're running away from here. We don't understand why, but if you go to California, or I'm sorry, if you go to the United States, don't go to the cities run by Democrats."
Yeah. They didn't put it that way because they didn't know to put it that way. They were just looking at the stats. But then when you look at it and you say, oh, that's Democrat mayor, Democrat county, Democrat, blue. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Maduro. You're making our point for us.
Right. Which has got to kind of hurt in the socialist heartland of San Francisco. Ow.
Well,
ooh,
you know,
ow.
AOC hearts her some, she really does heart her some Venezuela. So, you know.
Right. So does Bernie, which just, oh my gosh. I wonder about those two. Phil, who do you have coming up next hour?
Next hour is going to be Keita Bussey and her guest, Amy Spurlock. The weaponized woman is coming up next hour. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this isn't Monday, right?
This is not Monday. No, it is not Monday.
I love
listening
to Keita. I learn a lot. That's exciting.
Dan will be with us tomorrow. Dan will be with us tomorrow. So tomorrow will be the 1911 University. And then and then Mr. Zimmerman. And I can't remember who else comes on there with me on Thursday. I can't.
You'll figure it out by tomorrow.
Sooner or later. Yeah, anyway, all right. it'll be Rick Ector. Rick Ector comes up, and then it'll be Dan.
That's Planet
right.
Rick.
Planet Rick, that's right. So, glad you asked
so
me that, because now...
To. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Doing my best. And as for Mr. Morse, if you like his written work, well, you can go to Slow Facts WordPress blog, and there it all goes out. It goes out to places like ClashDaily.com, where there nobody cares about political correctness there. You would love it there. Or you can go to MLand, where, gosh, isn't that an aggregating site? And then if you like podcasts, well, you know, there's Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique, and the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, which is just a whole bunch of ideas being swatted around left and right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.